cannabis topics in less than 10 minutes. Let's go. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Dime. I'm Brian Fields, and with me, as always, is Kellen Finney. And this week, we've got a very special guest, Socrates Rosenfeld, CEO and co-founder of Jane Technologies. Sock, thanks for taking the time. How are you doing today?
Doing well, brother. Great to be on with you and Brian Kellen, man.
Glad to connect. And for the record, your location?
Sunny Santa Cruz, California. It's a warm day today. So you guys feeling on the East Coast, though, now.
Given your background, I'm sure it was detailed and tactful. And unfortunately, in cannabis, there are obstacles everywhere. So When you first got started, is the company the way you had foresaw it? Have we pivoted? In which direction? And what obstacle kind of led you in those moments of taking that hard right pivot?
That's a great question. Just building on what we were talking about just now. We were anchored by the DoorDashes and the Amazons of the world, where we thought, you know, the only place where consumers can go to shop is at these aggregated marketplaces, right? But what we quickly realized was that if we wanted to be good partners to our stores, then we actually had to make the shopping experience at the specific store's online ecosystem as good, in my opinion, should be better than our marketplace. Because we really wanted to take care of them ultimately. Because quite frankly, number one, we thought it was the right thing to do with our thesis and our vision of kind of bringing the supply side into our marketplace. But number two, that's where people find their cannabis, is at their local store, right? I'm sure you guys have it. Kellen, you're out in Colorado. Yeah. Brian, coming to you soon, man.
Hopefully.
But you got a local guy, I'm sure, right? Like, hey, I'm connected to my seller. It's like a grocery store. You go local. Like, I have my local New Leaf here in Santa Cruz that I know the aisles and I know all that stuff. So initially when we launched, we didn't have any software to help the first party ecosystem for that store, their website. And now we really, I wouldn't call it a pivot, but we reshifted our focus to say, hey, let's go be the digital infrastructure for these retailers and brands. So now we have things like in-store kiosks and headless e-commerce, and we're doing some very interesting things with digital merchandising for the brands. That will always be the case. And that was a wonderful learning for us. We felt very lucky to have that learning up front.
So let's kind of dive into some of the specifics. Can you give us, from a high-level perspective, the value that Jane brings to the cannabis industry?
Good question. I should probably like have some stock answer lined up. I don't.
It's better that you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. So let's break it down. For stores, retailers, right? What we provide for them is an automated e-commerce system where they can take, on average, a store has about 700 SKUs that sit on their dispensary store shelves. We'll take all that merchandise, we'll cleanse it, meaning we'll standardize the taxonomy. We'll put content around it, photos, descriptions directly from the brands, and then we'll load that up. This is all happening in real time. We'll load that up onto a menu for their website. And we'll also take their merchandise and we'll push it to Leafly. We'll push it to different points of online order origination, our own app, et cetera. And these stores don't have to do anything about it. So that's our kind of core value prop to the store. In addition to that, we can tell them exactly how their products move and perform. Not a brand, not a category, but a specific individual SKU. We could say, you know, hey, people buy these SKUs this often, you know, watermelon flavored, fill in the blank, gummy brand, their price sensitivity, they're willing to spend X amount for this. People who buy this also buy this product. So you might want to bundle that stuff. We're trying to take data that, you know, has, you need a McKinsey consultant to break down and automatically transform that into actionable insights for these stores to take action on. Yeah. So $1 invested into the program, on average, spits back $7 back to the brand in the form of a sale. So this is you could call it an arbitrage. And we can actually prove this out with our data because we can watch how customers shop. And we're like, hey, we showed them this product and they actually bought it.
One of the challenges that we've heard is that walking into a dispensary, the bud tender consumer relationship is so paramount. Obviously, shopping online, there's no bud tender. So how does your team kind of help alleviate those challenges for a consumer who thinks they know what they want, but it just really has no idea?
Yes. Great question. So a few things on that. Number one, most bud tenders are, it's a pretty special role if you think about it. I don't drink anymore, but it'd be not too dissimilar to go, and it's different because alcohol, in my opinion, is not a medicine. But it like no one's going to a bartender and be like, hey man, I'm having trouble sleeping. Like, can you help me?
They might, it just might not be the right way to do it.
Yeah, you might get to sleep. You're not going to have a great time waking up. But here you have a bud tender that's like working retail, which if you've ever worked retail is not easy. Plus, you have to have product knowledge to help a consumer decide on their well-being, right? Not like, hey, does this shirt look good on me? It's like, hey, I have arthritis. What's the product that's going to help relieve my pain and make me feel okay, right? What we want to do is take our software and actually empower bud tenders to make really smart recommendations based on data, right? So there's no reason why, you know, if Brian, you walk into the store and I'm a bud tender, I'm using Jane's software and you check in, I can be like, cool, here's Brian's shopping history. Here's his favorite brands. And now Jane's going to help me create this curated list of products that I can inform and educate Brian with, right? Like that's pretty powerful. So by no means are we thinking, hey, let's technology should replace the bud tender. We think the technology should augment and empower the bud tender and make even smarter personalized recommendations. If you're going pure online, man, you guys use Spotify?
Love Spotify.
Right, we love Spotify. Not just because we play our favorite Kendrick Lamar song, but when I play Kendrick and I say, hey, make me a radio station off this. And now they're going to build playlists off this. Like, that's why we keep coming back. And cannabis is less like alcohol, more like music, right? If you and I drink a Coors Light, we're just going to, I have zero tolerance. So if I drink half a can of Coors Light, I wouldn't be able to drive. But we kind of feel the same way, right? But if you consume Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance grown kosher kush, really rich in myrcene, and I consume it, then we're going to react to it differently, right? And so I want to have, as a consumer, that real personalization to say, yo, I love this product. Or actually, no, it did not help me go to sleep. Give me anxiety. Show me something else. That's what we're trying to build. And we think we are best positioned to do that because we've seen 50, 60, 70 million orders go through our system. We can connect those dots. And so let us build these playlists for you. And that will be coming here very, very soon, not only just for our marketplace, but now put it in the hands of the bud tender and put it on the actual store's online menu. We think that's pretty cool. And we're excited to bring that to market here soon.
All right. What is one challenge operating in the cannabis space that would shock or surprise the outside industry?
It shocked me. I entered this space in 2015, no idea what I was doing. And I was so blessed to be able to meet guys like Dennis Perrone and Steve D'Angelo and Val down here in Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance. And the reason why I feel very lucky to have done that is they were the founders of this legal industry. Like, you go into any store right now and you're like, hey, who's Dennis Perrone? They don't even know. So what was surprising to me was how quickly, and yes, cannabis is a CPG item, and I get it. We got to package this up for the mainstream. I get it. But let's not forget that we're not selling cheeseburgers. We're not selling Pepsi Cola. This is a plant, and it's a plant that helps a lot of people. It's a medicine. It's been a medicine for millennia.
Before we do predictions, we ask all of our guests, if you could sum up your experience in a main takeaway or lesson learned to pass on to the next generation, what would it be?
The journey is the reward, and the journey is inward.
All right, prediction time. Sock, 5 years from now, what do you see cannabis e-commerce landscape looking like?
Every single store has the ability to create a custom online experience as easily as they do, as direct-to-consumer sellers have with Shopify.
So, Sock, for those listeners, they want to get in touch, they want to learn more about iHeartJane, where can they find you guys?
Hit us up on Instagram at @iHeartJane, and then hit us up at info@iHeartJane.com.
Cool. We'll link it all up in the show notes. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much, guys. Really love your show.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name is Kira Reed, and I'd like to invite you to be inspired by the women who are leading in the cannabis industry. Each week, we will discuss empowerment, leadership, and what it means to be a woman in charge in marijuana, hemp, and CBD. As the founder of the Women Empowered in Cannabis community, I have had the great pleasure to get to know many brilliant and talented women who are CEOs, executives, politicians, advocates, and community leaders that are focused on creating a cannabis economy that is just, fair, and equal. We'll learn how these women make decisions, how they navigate a predominantly male industry, and what they're doing to level the playing field for women. I hope you'll join us.